December 23rd through the 29th. Revelation chapters 12 through 22. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. What does the battle between good and evil described in Revelation teach you about the importance of following Christ here on earth? After pondering this principle, consider the needs of your class members. What truths from Revelation can help them make righteous choices? Invite sharing. As your class members come to the end of their New Testament study, encourage them to share their thoughts about the New Testament. How has their scripture study strengthened their testimonies?
Teach the doctrine. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. We overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Learning about the war in heaven can help us better understand life on earth. Class members could read Joseph Smith translation, Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, in the Bible appendix, and identify how we overcame Satan and his hosts in the war in heaven. What other insights do we gain from the entries on the war in heaven in the Bible dictionary or gospel topics? See topics.lds.org. What do we learn that can help us overcome the adversary during our mortal lives? What does it mean that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world? See Revelation 13:8. See also Revelation 5:6. Consider helping your class members find answers to this question by reading Mosiah chapter 3, verse 13, and Moses chapter 7, verse 47 as a class. What does it mean to overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb? See Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 17 and 18. We must separate ourselves from the wickedness of the world. It's not particularly pleasant to read about the wickedness of Babylon and its fall in Revelation chapter 17 and 18, but it is instructive because Babylon can be a symbol of the wicked world we live in today. Maybe you could divide these chapters among small groups of class members and ask them to look for answers to questions like these. Why are people drawn to Babylon or worldliness? Why is Babylon dangerous? What will happen to Babylon? What warnings did John give to help us avoid Babylon's fate? After reading Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, class members may want to discuss how they can come out of Babylon and be not partakers of her sins. For example, what scriptures or messages from church leaders have helped us resist the temptations of Babylon or the world? Consider watching the video, Dare to Stand Alone, or Separating Ourselves from the World on LDS.org, or reading Elder Quentin L. Cook's statement in additional resources. What ideas can class members share about how to apply the two principles Elder Cook mentioned? In what sense do we come out of Babylon? See, for instance, Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 12 through 14. What can we do to encourage others to do the same? Revelation chapter 19, verse 5 through chapter 20, verse 15. We can prepare for the Lord's second coming and the day of judgment. The second coming of Jesus Christ is frequently called the great and the terrible day of the Lord. See Joel chapter 2, verse 31. And based on Revelation chapters 19 and 20, that seems like a good description. Consider writing on the board some of the events described in Revelation chapter 19, verse 5 through chapter 20, verse 15. Invite class members to find the verses that describe these events. Why are these events called great and terrible? What do we learn from these verses about the Savior and those who follow him? What can we do now to be among those who will rejoice at the time of his coming? To inspire a discussion about the Book of Life, you could invite class members to create a simple book by folding a piece of paper into fourths. They could then read Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15, ponder what they want written about them in the Book of Life, and write those things in their books. Definitions for the Book of Life can be found in additional resources. How would we feel if we were called before the throne of God today? Consider using Elder Jörg Klebengott's message, Approaching the Throne of God with Confidence, from the Ensigner Liahona, November 2014, as part of the discussion. You could also review Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's message, Be Ye Therefore Perfect, Eventually, from the Ensigner Liahona, November 2017. What do these messages contribute to this discussion about preparing for the Day of Judgment? Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 5. If we are faithful, we will be blessed with celestial glory. Though the latter days are prophesied to be filled with wickedness and peril, the reward John saw for the faithful far exceeds the tribulation that precedes it. To help class members explore this beautiful conclusion to Revelation, you could invite them to review Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 5, looking for phrases that inspire them to strive for celestial glory. What promises are made to the faithful? How does this description help us when we face our current challenges and trials? Encourage learning at home. To inspire class members to study the Book of Mormon next year, individually and with their families, share some of these prophetic promises. President Gordon B. Hinckley, quote, "Without reservation, I promise you that if each of you will read the Book of Mormon, regardless of how many times you previously may have read it, there will come into your lives and into your homes an added measure of the Spirit of the Lord, a strengthened resolution to walk in obedience to His commandments, and a stronger testimony of the living reality of the Son of God." End quote. From A Testimony Vibrant and True, The Ensign, August 2005. President Thomas S. Monson, quote, "I implore each of us to prayerfully study and ponder the Book of Mormon each day. As we do so, we will be in a position to hear the voice of the Spirit, to resist temptation, to overcome doubt and fear, and to receive heaven's help in our lives." End quote. From The Power of the Book of Mormon, Ensigner Liahona, May 2017.
Additional resources, Revelation chapters 12 through 22. Choosing Righteousness Over Babylon's Wickedness. Elder Quinton L. Cook taught, quote, "We cannot avoid the world. A cloistered existence is not the answer. In a positive sense, our contribution to the world is part of our challenge and is essential if we are to develop our talents. Members of the church need to be involved in the world in a positive way. How then do we balance the need to positively contribute to the world and to not succumb to the sins of the world? Two principles will make a significant difference. Number one, let people know you are a committed Latter-day Saint. Number two, be confident about and live your beliefs." End quote. From Lessons from the Old Testament, In the World, but Not of the World, Ensign, February 2006. The Book of Life. See Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, and chapter 17, verse 8. See also 2 Nephi 29:11, Alma chapter 5, verse 58, and Doctrine and Covenants section 127, verses 6 through 7, and verse 9. See also Doctrine and Covenants 128, verses 6 and 7. Quote, "In one sense, the Book of Life is the sum total of one's thoughts and actions, the record of his or her life. However, the Scriptures indicate that a heavenly record is kept of the faithful, whose names are recorded, as well as an account of their righteous deeds." End quote. From Bible Dictionary, Book of Life. Improving our teaching. It's okay to say, "I don't know." Quote, "While it is natural to want to answer every question, in some situations it is appropriate to simply say, 'I don't know.' Let's study that question on our own this week, and we can discuss it next time." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 24. Then ask class members to search the Scriptures and other church resources for answers.